When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before, with hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
Episode 1438 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. This is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to another episode. Thursday, almost the end of the work week. And today is a show where I answer a question about resumes. Hope you find it helpful and give it a great review. And I hope you take my classes on Skillshare. I hope you visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the blog, go exploring. I've got great material there that will help you. And with that, let's get going.
Here's a question I was asked recently and some of the ways I'd respond to it. So the question is, should I include date of availability in my resume? Now, this is something that would apply to both students and consultants and temporary workers. So I'm going to kind of texture the answer given the circumstances. For the student, of course, it depends on when you're writing this. If this is November of the time before graduation, you might in the resume indicate expected degree date and when that would be. So let's say it's May or June of the following year. That sends a clear signal to them as to when you're available. If this is March, and again, you have expected degree date ahead, they have an idea as to when you're available, right? If you're a consultant and the assignment is going to complete in 3 months, well, why are you sending out a resume? You're way early in the process. I might start two and a half months before tops. But for a consultant, really just send out the resume, sending out the resume earlier than that is just wasting people's time. It's not like they're going to save it and come back to it and say, you know that guy, they're going to be available in 3 months. Now is the right time. No, it's just going to go into the system, and that little bit of data isn't going to get remembered. So it's a time waster to send it out too early. But for students, the indication of expected degree date is important. Now, if you've got an internship that's going on that might allow you to, shall we say, wink, wink, give the idea that you're working full time, it really depends on when you can start. So if the idea is you'd be willing to start within those last few months before graduation, that's one layer, and I would indicate that in the cover email. So that's in the body of the email to which your resume is attached. But beyond that, keep it simple. Just leave it in the resume as to when your expected degree date is.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get more from me. First of all, visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 6,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. If you want the best of my advice, join JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, where I've curated information with a focus on interviewing. If you decide to take the lifetime membership at the site, it's $299 currently, but that's the price of a coaching session or an hour of coaching from me, and I'll be giving that to you if you join with a lifetime membership. Have a few questions? Contact me through the Magnify app for iOS or PrestoExperts.com, where you can call me. Schedule a specific time with me through chat on Magnify or by connecting with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Once we're connected on LinkedIn, you can message me about coaching you, scheduling in time for Magnify or Presto Experts. Speak with me about a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, help you with a salary negotiation or my trusted advisor services, and much, much more. Like you, I don't work for free. I do charge for what I do. You can take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands and thousands of courses, not just simply mine, on a host of different subjects that can help you in many different ways. Lastly, join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's free to the first 250 people who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're attempting to build a supportive group there. Ask to join. I'm not letting recruiters in at this point. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.